This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, somebody had to win that division last year, the NFC East, and was Washington. So what does 2021 look like after the 2020 season where, man, we just couldn't figure out where that division was going? Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Dave Preston, WTOP. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Hey, thanks for not playing Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire. I still get uncomfortable from that video.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. No, we do our best on this show to sort of make sure the bumper music fits in with the mood. Speaking of mood, what's the feeling like with this football team? 7-9 last year, but man, there was so much going on with that team. I mean, Ron Rivera, it was his cancer. You had Alex Smith coming back. All right, now you go into 2021, and now it looks like there are some pieces that are trying to come into place. Where do they stand as they go into this season?
Well, Tony, you could easily say that 2020 was the longest decade in the franchise's history. It was one of those years where if you took just one of these stories, it would be the A1 above the fold. But from Alex Smith coming back from that compound fracture to Ron Rivera undergoing cancer treatment, from the franchise replacing its broadcast crew, from the Washington Post article, from the team name changing, there were so many things happening that the 7-9 finish almost, it takes a back seat to it. And this was a team that started 2-7 and then all of a sudden got hot. And you look at where the strength of this team was last year. It's in that defensive line where you've got four first round draft picks starting on that D line. Second best in the league as far as yards per game allowed, and sixth best in the NFL at getting off the field on third down, which is huge. The expectations are sky high, and it's one of those things that with the first place schedule this year, they also play Buffalo. They're the only team, I believe, that plays each of the four conference finalists last year, this season. So with all that set up, this team might be better than it was last year. In fact, it might be much better than it was last year, but not good enough to win the division. And maybe sometimes teams improve, yet they don't have a better record. And I wouldn't be surprised to see this team finish around 500, be in the NFC East race late in the season, because the NFL is a league that is engineered for everyone to finish 8-8 or now 8-8-1 or 9-8 or however you want to slice it. And while I'm confident that this team is making the right steps and is on the right track, I just know the NFL and I just know this franchise over the last 20 years. They take a couple steps forward, and then the next year, lo and behold, there's a step or two back.
We've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick do this with other teams where he goes there and he sort of holds that place until whoever it is takes over that quarterbacking job eventually. Is that what is going on here? What is Ryan Fitzpatrick's role with this team?
He's been called a bridge quarterback. I think he is, one, his age. He's if he's not older than Alex Smith, the guy he's replacing, he was drafted in the same year. So he's not going to play probably more than 2 years for this team. Right now, the future franchise quarterback for Washington is playing college football somewhere. That is my belief. Taylor Heinicke, decent player, but very limited sample size, and he always gets hurt. Kyle Allen, another guy, limited sample size. He got hurt last year, and he's hurt again this year. So I think that the future quarterback of this franchise is right now in playing on some college campus, trying to get reps on somebody's depth chart in the SEC or the ACC or who knows where. And I think that they're going to enjoy Ryan Fitzpatrick and the experience that is the Charlton Heston from the Ten Commandments lookalike. And what I think is going to be interesting about this season is last year there was a lot of dink and dunk. This year there's going to be a lot more stretching the field, a lot more challenging. You're going to have a lot of there will be more interceptions, but there will be more rewards. The risk is higher, the reward is higher, and I think with Terry McLaurin hopefully getting some help, Curtis Samuel still hasn't been able to practice yet this year. He's still on the PUP list, but I think that the targets this year, the weapons offensively, will be better than they were last year. You're going to see a team, hopefully, from what everyone feels around the D.C. metro area, as opposed to an offense that just tried not to lose games. This year you may see an offense that tries to win a game or two.
I remember when Ron Rivera was let go by Carolina, it was more of a philosophical parting of ways than a you weren't good enough parting of ways. They wanted to go more analytical, and he has his own way. Are we starting to see Ron Rivera's fingerprints on exactly how he wants that whole organization to run and how they evaluate talent and who they put on that team?
I think so, Tony, because you look at the front office makeover, especially on the football side, there are guys who have worked with Ron Rivera over the years. And so even though he's technically not the general manager, a guy that he sat in the interviews with for that position is running the team and picking the players. And I think there's such a difference between year one and year two of any regime. I think it's the case in just about every sport and every type of organization that first year, you're still learning the key codes to get into the building. Second year, it's your team, it's your system, and you're adding to it, you're building on it. You've already, in theory, if you've got the right management style, and I think that Ron Rivera does, you've set the foundation in the first weeks, in the first months, in the first year, and right now they're building on it.
I think Jack Del Rio is fantastic. I just do. I think under a defensive system, he's great. So Chase Young, how have you seen him develop on the defensive side of the ball? And what do we expect this defense that got pretty good as the season went on will be like this upcoming season?
Well, I think, Tony, the big question is Jamin Davis, the first-round draft pick that they got out of Kentucky this year. He's slated to be the starting middle linebacker in Thursday's preseason opener with New England. If he can fit in and be kind of the keystone of this defense behind what is a defensive line that just really gets after it. They were, I think, sixth in the NFL in sacks, 47 as a defense. If he's able to plug the hole behind those four guys, you're going to see something special. And then I've always compared a good defense and often a good football team to a nice steak dinner. If you've got a good offensive and a good defensive line, that's your steak. You can have subpar sides. Maybe the cream spinach isn't delicious, but if you've got a bad New York strip, you're not going to have a good meal. I think that the New York strip on this team is, USDA prime Midwest grain fed beef, and you're going to start to see the secondary improve. Landon Collins is back after being injured last year. He should be much better. Cameron Curl was a surprise after being a seventh round pick in 2020. He's slated to start at free safety. Kendall Fuller, we remember him from the Super Bowl a few years ago. I think you're going to start to see the defense come together in their second year under Del Rio and be much better this year. But again, everybody else out there in the NFL is getting better too.
Dave Preston, WTOP, helping us preview Washington. I got a minute, but I wanted to tell you, we agree on this, and we always have agreed on this. George Lazenby is an underrated James Bond. You got 60 seconds. Tell us why that is, why we agree on this.
I think a lot of it is script-driven, too. The script was much closer to Fleming's novel, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, so you're getting a better story. Also, the ensemble casting. Diana Rigg, perhaps one of the best Bond girls. Telly Savalas, in my opinion,
Savalas,
is the best
yes.
Blofeld. Fantastic Blofeld. Also, they let George do most of his fight scenes and stunt scenes, so you really do feel that it's 007 as opposed to Roger Moore and a stand-in who looks nothing like him.
It's wonderful. Have we ever seen another Bond in a kilt? Because we got to see that. How great was that?
You know what? Tomorrow never knows, or tomorrow never dies, as the movie says. I just can't wait to see what's the new movie going to be, No Time to Die, when it's
finally released
in 2030. I think in 2030 it'll come out.
I always got to squeeze a little bond with you as much as I can when I can. Thank you so much for the preview on the Washington football team. Real quick, 30 seconds. Is there going to be a name? Are they going to go with this from now on, or what's the latest on that?
They're going to ride with this season, sell as many Washington football team shirts, gears, jerseys. Do you want a coaster? I can sell you one. And then they're going to pick a name next spring.
Gotcha.
It's going to be a big to-do. Who knows what they're going to pick, but there will be a new game, or there will be a new team name for 2022.
Dave, always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much for helping us out with our previews.
Likewise.
You got it. Dave Preston, WTOP on Washington. The team went 7-9. I mean, again, we're talking about a team that he's right in the beginning. think about all of that drama at the beginning of the year. I mean, from it's even beyond a year. Remember in July of last year, the big story coming out of the Washington Post. This is they held on to that. We had to wait like a day or two to get the full impact of what the internal investigation was like of the culture that was going on with that team. And then you had Alex Smith coming back. You had Ron Rivera and his cancer diagnosis. So many things with this team, and yet, in a division where somebody had to win, they finished 7-9 and do win it. All right. As we continue, we'll talk more NFL as we go along. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.